This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Veteran journalist Ted Koppel thinks the United States is not worried enough about cyber attacks. He is not alone in his fear. To get us, the public policymakers industry, to focus, he's written a book that looks at the potential for hacking-induced mayhem by exploring what might happen to America's electric power grid. The new book's called Lights Out. We think of a blackout being a couple of days, but what if it were weeks or months after a strategically placed computer hack? I know, why do we even have to talk about this aloud? But Mr. Koppel, for good reasons, insists, and he joined us from WBEZ in Chicago. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
So one way we might lose is if hackers, terrorists, or some nation-state aggressors knock out the electricity?
Well, they might not knock out the entire grid, but even if they knock out part of a grid, we only have three grids in this country, David. And the problem is we're looking at the prospect of tens of millions of people without electric power for a period of weeks or even months.
There is something about the way that our electric power system in America evolved that makes us especially vulnerable. And part of it is that it's private and then there's competition in the system.
It's been deregulated so that what you now have are 3,200 companies. The big ones have the best possible cyber protection that money can buy. The little ones don't. But when you have a network, the weakest part of the network is the most vulnerable, and you can get into the strongest part by going through the weak ones.
I was more than a little surprised to read that the federal government cannot order the local power company who connects your house to the grid to do something.
The federal government only has power over that stage where electricity is being sent over vast distances. In other words, it has no control over the generation of power. It has no control over the delivery of power. It only has control over that middle section. And even there, FERC, the federal agency that can propose legislation to the industry, if 60% of the industry says, we don't like that legislation, they don't have to accept it.
Now, you devote considerable space in the book to how well prepared the LDS Church is in planning for disaster. You think we can learn from the Mormons here?
The Mormons are organized from the ground up. Most Mormon families have a 3 to 6 month supply of food. The kinds of warehouses that the Mormons have would put Costco and Walmart to shame.
It's not just the Mormons. There is this movement. It's called the Transition Town Movement. It's about thinking about ways that if disaster strikes, how locally you could gird yourself for the worst.
It's a wonderful concept. This business of creating affinity groups is a terrific idea. Microgrids, a terrific idea. One of the things I'm trying to do, David, is get people in a presidential election year to focus on the fact that we need to be thinking about this so that our candidates are forced to confront it and come up with proposals.
Ted, thank you. Ted Koppel worked for more than 40 years at ABC News. His book is called Lights Out, A Cyber Attack, A Nation Unprepared, Surviving the Aftermath.